Blog Talk Radio.
My weehip can talk in a special way. There are some things they help me say. Hello, come here, is it okay? Nice to meet you, how are you today?
Welcome to WeHands Radio. Learn to connect with your baby, toddler, and preschool child. I'm your host, Sarah Bingham. Hi there, good afternoon. Welcome to the WeHands Radio Show. I'm Sarah Bingham, the founder of WeHands and the author of the Baby Signing Book. Thank you so much for tuning in. WeHands is all about helping parents connect with their babies and toddlers in our baby sign language classes, as well as helping parents meet other new parents in their communities. It's such an important thing. And we also have wonderful opportunities to meet with other amazing individuals who are also supporting and connecting with new and expectant parents in their communities and online. Today, I have the opportunity to chat with one of those individuals, Rayanne Brazee, and she is a coffee addict. I love that. And she's also Boston's premier child birth educator. We have an expert in our field and definitely someone who our audience wants to hear from. So welcome, Rayanne.
Thanks, Sarah. Thank you so much for having me.
Awesome, awesome. How are things in Boston?
Just a little snow headed our way. We're pretty done with the snow. This is unprecedented territories. But I don't know. You guys are probably used to this.
I'm not going to say how many years, but X amount of years, not used to it.
It's crazy. We have about, 7 feet of snow in our backyard right now. It's insane.
Oh, that is definitely nuts. We have to talk about springtime things. Part of, and what you're doing probably right now. Right now I'm scheduling spring classes. So let's just take a moment and think about the sunny days that are going to come to us soon, hopefully.
Exactly.
So you're in the Boston area right now, but tell us a little bit about where you grew up and what you were like as a little one.
So I grew up actually in New York. I have a identical twin sister and a younger brother. And then I moved up to Boston to go to nursing school up here. And I met my husband, and we've been here ever since. I went to Northeastern, graduated with a nursing degree, went back to school, got my ultrasound degree, and I currently work as a nurse in an OBGYN office in Boston. I am a childbirth educator, an ultrasonographer, and a mom of three.
Oh, my goodness. Any twins for your children?
No.
Very, very cool. What a background you have.
I know. But that's, I feel, what kind of gives me, where I get my ideas for my classes, because these are my patients calling the office. I really do get to see firsthand, like, what new parents' concerns are, and those, you know, repeat offenders, we call them, coming back from, you know, a second time, third time around.
I've never heard that term before. But I love it.
I love it. They're like, we're back again. How did this happen? I'm like, do we need to go over the birds and the bees? No. But no, and so I get, you know, I get to hear from them firsthand, like, what their concerns are and what they wish they would have learned or what they need to learn, you know, what their concerns are. And then I kind of go about there and develop my classes. So
with all that you do and all of the places that you are, when you're, I mean, you've got three kids. How old are they?
Owen is 9, Chase is 6, and Annabelle's 3.
Oh, my goodness. You are just in the midst of it, aren't you?
Yeah.
So wait, and I was just saying, we talk about going to birthday parties and talking with other parents about what you do. You're definitely in the birthday party zone with your own kids. So when you meet new parents that aren't coming to you via your work, how do you describe what you do?
So I start out simple. I say I'm a nurse in an OBGYN office in Boston. They say yes, and then I say I own a childbirth education company as well, and, you know, and I am the mom of the three kids, and they say, oh, my goodness, that's a lot.
It's definitely a lot. I know that, I mean, it's hard sometimes for people to realize that you're not, what's your name? Oh, you're Annabelle's mom.
yeah, exactly.
How long have you been doing what you've been doing?
So I've been
working
as a nurse. It'll be 15 years this year that I've been an RN, and I've been working in OB for probably 18 or 19 years now. When I was in nursing school, I actually got the privilege of working in the newborn nursery at nighttime to feed the babies and change their diapers and do their vital signs while I was a nursing student, and that was awesome. So I've been an OB for a long time.
That is amazing. I just have had, we're on our last week of their placements. I have four communicative disorder assistants from Durham College here in Ontario doing some work with me, and they're just finishing up their placements. But two of them are actually going to infant hearing for their next placement. So they're going to be doing some of the infant hearing screening.
Oh, fantastic.
Brand new wee little babies.
Yeah.
Wonderful. And then what about Boston Baby Beginning? Sorry, give me the story about how that was born.
So that was started, so Chase is six, so it was started probably a little over 6 years ago. We had another big company in Boston that doesn't exist anymore, but a lot of our patients were taking childbirth classes there. And what we found was that they were being educated, but there's really not a lot of criteria that goes into becoming a childbirth educator. Like, you can get certified basically anywhere. So you can be a mom who had a great labor experience, but at the end of the day, you know, and then they want to go and teach a childbirth class. But patients now are coming in overeducated. They've done research on the internet. They want answers. We have anesthesiologists in our class. And physicians, and you name it. And they're coming with answers. And then these women who have gotten the certificate are giving them the answers, but they don't really know the actual answers. And we were finding that our patients were not actually getting the right information that they needed. And as a nurse, you need to know when you need to step back and say, that's a great question, but you need to direct that to your obstetrician or midwife. And we found that, you know, that wasn't happening. So a bunch of the doctors knew that I loved teaching, and I had actually taught nursing students in the past, and they said, would you be willing to teach some classes? And I said, sure. And then I started making some money, and my classes were filling, and Boston Baby Beginnings was born.
That's wonderful. And it's been 6 years.
Yeah, it's been six years.
It's funny how we age our businesses by the age of our children, because I do the exact same thing. My son is going to turn 15 this year, so I know that We Hands is 14 years. He's coming up on 14 years old.
Yes. You lose track of time. Everything happens so fast, and when people say they grow up so fast, you really, I think in the midst of it, you're so... You know, one of the things I see is, like, my sister-in-law has all these pictures of her and her family, and I'm so busy living the moment that I forget to do those pictures, you know? Like, you just forget. You're so busy.
You know, I just had a moment like that this morning when looking at one of my friend's posts on Facebook, and I love Facebook, but sometimes it just makes you feel so guilty. It's like, all these other people are doing these wonderful things, and I'm just doing the same old day old stuff here.
Exactly.
And being around so many babies and seeing how your kids are, well, both of us, seeing how old our own kids are, how big they are, I have to sometimes temper what I'm saying to parents when I say their babies are so small. I don't mean that in a worrisome way at all. I just mean that I have monster big children. What are some of the biggest lessons that you've learned? Because we're talking about new, well, I'm just going to say, for your OB work or for Boston Baby Beginnings, we can look at
both. Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah. How do you
That is such a great question. And for, honestly, the one thing, and I was thinking about this question too, and the one thing that I have learned, which I try and teach my children every day, is that there's always a solution. And it sounds so... it just sounds so non-important, but as a mom and as a nurse and as a business owner, you're dealing with so many things that when something goes wrong, you just tend to panic and freak out. And I've just learned as owning this business that there's always a solution. It may not be the best way. It may not be the way you originally planned things, but you need to just go with it. And like, for example, my instructor called out on my oldest, we've only had one birthday party, like kid birthday party for our children. And Owen's birthday party was scheduled, and the instructor called out to teach. And I was 4 weeks postpartum with Annabelle, and I literally was pumping in the car, and I missed his birthday party. And I was pumping in the car because she called out like an hour before, and I sobbed the whole way in. But when I got there, I realized there's a solution. My family was with him. It really was a birthday party for a six-year-old. It wasn't the end of the world. I got there afterwards, and he told me all about it. He really didn't seem to even notice that I wasn't there. My class was awesome. We had a great class. And, you know, so when my kids forget their snow pants at the biggest snowstorm of the century, I say, what are your solutions? And they're like, okay. And they go through the, you know, and then they end up wearing my snow pants. And that's a great solution. They're a little big, but with a belt, they work, you know. I mean, you got to teach them that you can't just throw in the towel. You got to figure it out.
I love that. There's no quitters. And they're, I mean, figure it out. Let's figure it. Problem solve.
Exactly. Problem solving. But I just feel like everything nowadays is so spontaneous and they want it instantly with the internet. And it's like sometimes it just doesn't happen that way. We need to figure it out. So.
But at the same time, you're a mom and you're juggling as a mom. You're a business owner and you're juggling as a business owner. And just having a regular job, you're juggling there. So it's often, I mean, we have that feeling of panic. It's like, oh, there's so much going on. How am I going to do it? But you just take a breath and simple words, there's always a solution. Just give yourself time to breathe. And I like that. It's simple. And it's probably the biggest helper through the day, I think, when you're getting anxious. 5:30 rolls around. What am I going to have for supper? What am I going to make for supper? Okay, here's a solution. It's not going to be gourmet, maybe, but maybe it will. Pull some stuff from the freezer, regardless of the situation. I love that. Fantastic. What keeps you doing, going on what you're doing? I can hear the excitement in your voice when you're talking about what you're doing and I can hear your enthusiasm, but what keeps you going from day to day doing what
I know, because it is tiring. You get tiring. You're being pulled by everybody. But at the end of the day, you know, I get emails on a daily basis from my clients. I have become friends with some of my clients who have taken my classes and been my patients. They're now my neighbor. I convinced them to move to my town. I just love, like, I'm so passionate about, like, just teaching and, you know, making people feel comfortable. Like when you come to my class, there's no worrisome. Like if you read something off the internet, my door is open, my phone is open, you send me an email, call me, we'll chat, you know. So I really love what I do, and the feedback that I get really keeps me going. I know I'm doing a good job, so I'm like, okay, this is definitely worth it.
Well, and looking at what you're, I'm taking a peek at your website now. When you started 6 years ago, what were you offering?
We were offering two classes, our childbirth education, the prepared childbirth class, and we were offering the baby basics class, which is our newborn essentials class.
And so then we important.
Have, the two bread and butter, and that was it.
Yeah. Well, I think back, my sister will kill me for talking about this, but that's okay. We'll work it out. I remember she sent me a video and it was on a VHS tape. If people can remember what that was, what those were. And it was her husband had videotaped her daughter's first bath. So Alexander was 15 years old, or it was 15 years ago. And my mom, who is a nurse, so I am a daughter of a nurse, so I kind of know what some things your kids may be going through. we'll talk about that later. So it was my sister and my mom giving my sister's firstborn her first bath, and the tension that was in that room, you could feel it on the videotape. So the idea of you're so nervous about everything. The baby basics class sounds so important.
Oh, and that's the first thing I tell them. I say, we're going to go over, we do a sponge bath. I said, we're going to go over how to sponge bathe a baby. You're going to see this again at the hospital. And I want you, if they have a bath demo or the nurse offers to do it at the bedside with you, but you're not going to hear a word that she says because the baby's going to cry the entire time. And all you're going to be focused on, oh my goodness, my baby does not like this. What's going on? So at least you're going to hear how to do it. And then you're going to see at the end of this bath demo that you'll get at the hospital, how fine your baby is. And they're fine. Mm-hmm. They're totally fine by the end of it. And you're like, wait a second. Like, I'm more stressed than they were. So I
think. Oh, yeah.
I'm picturing that video that you just said.
Extremely stressful. Okay, so prenatal classes and baby basics when you first started. What are you offering now?
So now, oh my gosh, so now we're offering, you know, we have patients who really want to focus on like natural childbirth. So you can take our advanced comfort measures class with really focuses on, you know, pain through labor and partner support. We offer our infant and child CPR as a nurse. I don't know any company who should ever offer an infant CPR class and then offer a child CPR class. That's just like a way for them to make money, and it makes me so mad because you and I both know when you have infant only covers 0 to 1 year old, and those babies are moving at one, and our life gets really busy once they hit 1 year old. And we're never going to get those people back to take that child CPR class. So they come, they get the infant and the child, and they're good, and then they're covered. So we offer that. We're doing mommy and me classes we're supposed to roll out, but with the weather being so bad now with the snow, they've gotten postponed. So they'll get rolled out in March. We're going to do some mommy and me classes. So those are pretty much, our sibling class, my favorite class by far, you know, the big sister, big brother classes.
Why is it your favorite class?
Oh my gosh, they are awesome. These siblings come in, they have their baby dolls, their, you know, superheroes. We talk about, you know, it's nice for the kids to hear what they should and shouldn't do from somebody else instead of mommy and daddy, because when they're, you know, sometimes they can get a little rebellious when they have a sibling coming. So we talk about boundaries. We talk about what to expect, what they might be seeing in the house again. It's fantastic, and they're so excited. And we have great, like, little, you know, things that we do with the kids. So they love all the take-homes that they get for the activities. It's awesome.
Oh. And it makes it a special
mentored.
Time and important.
Oh, my
time
gosh.
For
and
them.
It's about them. Wow. Yeah, it's all about them. This is their class. And they're awesome. Yeah.
I like that. I like that. I want the weather to go away so that you can start running all of these classes consistently again. And then you have online classes as well.
We do. We offer our online childbirth class, which is fantastic. It has like the 3D animation, you can do it in the comfort of your own home, and you have 90 days. So a lot of people will sign up to take it when they're in their, you know, first, you know, like beginning of their third trimester, and then you have like a whole extra month afterwards. So if you want to research some breastfeeding on the online, that's covered as well. So people seem to enjoy that. And, of course, I'm always available for questions because sometimes you read things online and you don't really truly understand it. So I will do a phone consultation on top of that if somebody needs it.
That's one. I mean, there's definitely pros and cons to live classes and online classes. Live classes, you definitely can ask those questions, or another participant may ask a question that you never thought of that is important. But I love that they're able to contact you as well, even if they're taking the online class.
Absolutely.
What a fantastic
I mean, as a nurse, I feel like this is my job, like to educate, you know, and make sure that they feel comfortable before they're going in to have this baby. So.
And the other thing, you also offer breastfeeding support in classes.
Huge. We just started offering that about a year ago, and the class like fills itself. We have Sarah Massey, one of our instructors. She's a certified lactation consultant, and she is fantastic. She does a really great job running our breastfeeding program. It's awesome.
I love it. I mean, all of these are, they're so important. And every time I'm talking with our instructors, it's such a phenomenal time to be part of a family's life. And it's such an honor to be included in that time when you see the family just starting, really. And it's a wonderful, magical time just to be little. It's so nice to be able to take that breath and see families working through situations and it helps you remember how important things are for your own family as well.
Right. Absolutely. I totally agree.
Have you seen things change remarkably over the last 15 years in the prenatal education world?
Oh, they're changing things all the time. I mean, from as simple as, like, in the U.S., we're not putting alcohol on the cord anymore, so, you know, to help it dry off, and people are really having a problem, you know, they still want it, to, you know, the whole still fighting with the parents, putting the babies on the back for SIDS.
Lots of things going on. I didn't know that about the alcohol on the cord.
I know we don't. You know what? I will say this. I worked a 12-hour night shift Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I came in on Friday night to work, and they were like, they took all the alcohol away. They're like, they did a study, and, you know, they showed that there was no change in the cord, and it dries exactly the same. And the nurses were like crying. We're like, we think you're crazy. Give us our alcohol. And by Sunday night, that cord looked exactly the same. It was crazy. I was like, oh my goodness, they are absolutely right.
How do you keep up? I'm just thinking, again, my kids are right now, they're 12 and 14, and we kind of turn into our mothers because we think of how things when my kids were a baby, and it has almost been 15 years since I was first pregnant with Joshua. So many things have changed. How do you keep up with everything that's coming around?
I mean, I'm lucky because I work in you know, I work for Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center. I'm, you know, privy to all these great lectures that we have and, you know, the emails and the upcoming, you know, changes that, you know, that are always going on. So I feel, you know, that's the other great thing about me. While people look at me and say I'm crazy, but actually working keeps me up to date. So, you know, so I stay working. I love what I do. I love taking care of my patients. And it does. It keeps me up to date with all that, all the new information that we have out there.
I think parents coming to you have there's so many benefits to coming to you. You're a mom yourself. You've been there 3 times. You're a working professional in the field, and you're getting to meet. So it's just everything that you're saying is absolutely wonderful. And you're offering such a package.
We even get grandparents that take our, like, baby basics class to come in, and they're my favorite. We have a grandparents class that was put on hold for a little while, so I just kind of, it's really just a spinoff of our baby basics class with some, they don't need to know everything, and then we added some other stuff for them, but due to the high demand of the other classes, we've been offering those, and they've been coming to the baby basics class, and they are just in awe with all the changes. And I credit them for coming to the class. You know, they really do. Yeah. And the other clients love having the grandparents in the class. They love it. They love it.
I can just imagine some of the stories that must be told that class.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Need to record them somehow and make a book or something. I love it. Or that should be a reality show. What about favorite? You have recommendations for new parents. You have your own kids. You've been working with so many new parents. Do you have a favorite baby product or resource that you wish you had invented?
Oh, so I actually really, like, looked into this. I need a, like, and I've looked into this, like, almost picture a TV in the kitchen that is literally a electronic calendar that everybody has access to, or even, like, the biggest iPad you've ever seen on the TV. So, and it's, like, it's interactive. So you can do it week by week. You can just pull up each child. I need some organization like that. I'm constantly doing things on the computer and printing them out. I have whiteboards, but they just can't keep up with the changes that when you have three kids and a job and you own a business that go on a daily basis, it ends up like Scribble by day two. It's crazy.
It's funny when you say that. I've worked with so many preschool kids and toddlers who will go up to televisions and try to swipe them.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm like, I need a swipey. I need a large swipey that I can literally have my sitters pull up the week, the day. I can change it, and it automatically changes, like, what's for dinner, like, you know, who's going where on what day, the links that they would need to know about for school so I don't have to keep forwarding them the emails. I mean, the sky's the limit. But, and I have looked into this. I'm like, I could create something like this, but I really haven't found somebody who has the technology to help me. They're all like, that's just a big iPad. You just need to come up with an app.
But
I'm like, okay.
It's not.
No, it's not. It's totally not. It's literally your family, like, on, you know, on there. The pediatrician could be on there. I mean, crazy, crazy. Oh, another thing I would develop is an app for, oh, my gosh, what did I even had a name for it. But basically, it was like a play date app, and it had the list of the kids and all their food allergies and their pediatricians, because I don't know about you, but I've had kids at my house that have allergies to, like, besides the nuts, we're talking like a kiwi, a pineapple,
yeah.
And I can't keep them all the same. So if you came up with this app and people could share it with each other, then you would know what, I mean, just as a nurse, like, I, you know, I would
that's
like to know.
That's really interesting.
You know, because
I remember last year, Sabrina, she was not allowed to bring oranges to her class because there was a severe allergy.
Yeah, it's getting it's getting more, like, the allergies are severe, and I always honor the parents, like, you know, so I will, you know, I'll do whatever it takes, but sometimes you just don't know. And I'm like, wait, is he the one with the kiwi allergy or the pineapple allergy? I can't, there's like two friends, I can't keep them straight, and I literally have it on my refrigerator.
And I love this idea because our former neighbors, four kids, and every one of them was allergic to something. And I couldn't keep, I'm horrible because I've talked to the mom so many times and we've discussed things so many, but I just couldn't keep everything straight. So even when there were times or family emergencies and you wanted to bring them a meal or something, I'd be like, I can't remember what.
Isn't it awesome? But if they could share it with you, you could just look it up and be like, oh, okay, this is safe. You know, because even like now, like the juices, like my kids love this banana, strawberry, pineapple juice. And I have to like make sure that it doesn't have kiwis in it, which actually one of the brands does, which it doesn't say on the back, but it doesn't say on the front. But when you read the back, it said that kiwis was one of the things. And you have to really be careful. So I'm just crazy with the allergies. I don't need to use an EpiPen in my house. I try not to.
Really good idea. I'm one of our contacts and Sheila Manzel, she's a psychologist out of Calgary. She's developed an app for record keeping for if you have a child with autism, all of their paperwork, and it allows you to share with whoever you want to share with it. I'm gonna talk to her. Maybe the three of us can go in on something.
Yeah, I definitely think it's something that many parents would really like.
Absolutely. Okay, we won't talk about these things that we want anymore because we're going to invent them ourselves. Do you have a favorite parenting book that you recommend for your family?
And I'll say this, she's actually one of my good friends, Carol Arsenault. She owns Boston Baby Nurse, and she does like night nurse care and sleeping, healthy sleeping habits. She wrote a book, Boston. It's the Baby Nurse Bible, and it is by far my favorite, not because she's one of my friends, but she's a nurse, so she really pinpoints like what you need in the book and what the other books are missing. I won't mention the names, but I just love the way the whole book is laid out, the way it's written. I recommend it to all my clients and my patients, and they love it. They absolutely love it.
I'm just going to her website. I love this because I get so many new things every time I talk to somebody new.
She truly is an expert. Yeah, she worked in labor and delivery at Brigham and Women's Hospital. Now she's a certified lactation consultant. And she, like me, found like there was just something missing. And this is, you know, and she said, hey, I'm going to write a book. And she did. It took her a while. And I don't even know how she did it. And she did a fantastic job.
What is in the water in Boston when it comes to babies? Because I think so many wonderful things come out of Boston.
Yeah, so many wonderful things. I don't know. I mean, we have. I mean, we're the mecca of such great universities here. The sky's the limit. We have, you know, not, I didn't go to any of these, but Harvard, MIT, you know, Tufts is here. I mean, you know, then we have Northeastern, Boston. We have University of Boston, Boston College, UMass. I mean, it's crazy. It's the sky's the limit. So I really think that there's a lot of good education in this state. It's great. For somebody who didn't grow up here, this, it's fantastic.
Oh, wonderful. I was there years ago for an early childhood conference, and it was, I didn't want to leave. It was just so lovely. I don't know if coming right now in February, I would have that same feeling.
No. You won't even find parking in the city. They're not even allowing everybody to park in the city right now. They're trying to move the snow, but when the weather gets nice.
Oh, yes. Again, we'll think about those spring thoughts. Spring thoughts. So let me, how can people find you? Are you on Twitter, Facebook? How, share where we can find you.
So I'm on Twitter and Facebook. Boston Baby Begin is us. On Twitter, and then on Facebook, it's Boston Baby Beginnings. You can search us. But really, if you just go to my website and where it says contact us, the emails go to me, and I'm happy to return any emails. And, you know, so those are the three big places to kind of find us. We're teaching. We have a bunch of locations in and around the Boston area that we're teaching at right now. So if you're looking for a class, you can certainly check out our locations.
Awesome. So it's bostonbabybeginnings.com. That's fantastic. I absolutely love it. Thank you so much for hanging out with us and staying warm with me.
You are crazy. So welcome, Sarah.
Oh, it's absolutely a pleasure. And we can definitely chat again about other things that you're offering, because you're just offering so much. And it's wonderful that families in the Boston area have you as a resource.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. This was awesome.
Oh, my absolute pleasure. My goodness. I was just thinking that, if I was going to have another baby, I would want to get in touch with Rayanne, but I'm definitely not having another baby. we are just about out of time. The babies are calling. WeHands has been around, as you've heard me say, about 14 years. We are a children's sign language and language development program, and we deliver interactive, really fun classes as well as a few tailored products that help language development. WeHands is also part of Morna Chappell's Children's Support Solutions, and that's an organization that provides health-centered and educational services to children with differences to help them reach their potential. I want to thank you so much for joining us, and thank you, Rayanne, for hanging out with me. Be sure to tune in next week at the same time, and we'll answer any questions that you have when it comes to using sign language with your baby or general language development, anything for new and expecting parents. If you have questions regarding parenting and early language development, let me know. You can email me at info@wehands.com. You can find me on Twitter. I'm at WeHands. Or you can search Facebook for WeHands Baby Sign Language. Until next time, I'm Sarah Bingham, WeHands founder and author of the Baby Signing Book. Stay warm, everybody.